This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and we're joined today by Ben Weinheimer. Ben is Vice President, Texas Cattle Feeders Association, but also Chairman of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. I think I got that out. Good to see you.
You sure did, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Okay. First off, let's start on the Texas cattle side. Coming off of 2019, when you look back at the year, how would you summarize it for your members?
I think you characterize it as a fairly good year overall. Definitely some hiccups along the way, as the whole industry in our part of the world had to deal with the Tyson plant fire in Holcomb, Kansas, and great to see that that's come back online and kind of returned to business as usual here in 2020, and looking for opportunities this year.
You know, there's so much going on within the industry that Texas Cattle Feeders has a hand in. You've even got some work that you're doing on traceability and ID and stuff like that as well.
Absolutely. So just recently, of course, for several years here, we've been working on a traceability pilot project that's included Texas, Florida, Kentucky, and as well in Kansas. They've had a parallel pilot project effort underway that included, some states that we've not had here in our Texas pilot. So there's was a lot of conversation here the past many months to maybe build upon on both of those efforts to see what synergies we could find. And just recently, through more of a joint initiative now, have rebranded that the U.S. Cattle Trace as a way to really bring more stakeholders together, spread that word across all the different states that this is very much a priority for the industry, to have us a voluntary disease traceability system that can be sustained through the years, and in a way that we can make sure that the integrity that the data is protected, held in a private sector database, and then in the event of a disease issue, that there would be, credentials required by the government officials to be able to access just the disease, just the traceability piece of it. None of the value added or specific to producers, any of their specific information.
Does that tie into what you're doing with the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef? Are we all shooting at the same target, basically, with what we're trying to do?
Related to a degree, for sure, because anything that can be done to improve the traceability system in the U.S. From a disease point of view, and then to the extent that the supply chain, folks in the supply chain want to share more detailed information about cattle and practices and so forth, that could be associated with this animal ID database, if you will, but that would be definitely only on a voluntary basis. And while the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef does lend support to further enhancing animal identification and traceability, it's not necessarily an essential requirement of that, but it would definitely be a complementary to implementing some of the sustainability efforts going forward.
Well, I did mention you're chairman of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. You've been working on quite a few things over the last year, really working more into getting the message out through different avenues, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to kind of refresh in terms of the time frame, the roundtable is now 5 years old. Seems fairly, short term in terms of its existence, but yet a lot has been accomplished by bringing the whole supply chain together to really delve off into this conversation of what is beef sustainability, what does it mean within our industry and to our external stakeholders, as well as beef consumers. And so through that effort, back in the middle of last year, the roundtable finalized this whole concept and around a sustainability framework. And that's really fairly simple in terms of just trying to make it meaningful to each individual operation. And in terms of prioritizing what that is, the roundtable has really focused on six key areas, and that's air, land, and water resources, animal health and well-being, employee safety and well-being, and then efficiency and yield, which definitely has a strong focus on profitability.
That's an important part that you tagged at the very end, because when producers look at anything, isn't that really at the bottom line?
It has to be. And, you know, when we look back in terms of how we historically interpret sustainability, you know, if you're not economically viable and profitable, it doesn't really lend itself to being able to invest in other areas where you want to make improvements to your operation.
Final question here for you. For producers wondering, what's really the importance of the round table back to my operation? In other words, when I look at what's happening, why is this important back to me?
It's really an opportunity to look at this in a way where each individual producer, each individual operation and business, wherever they're at in the supply chain, can help share their story about why they're passionate about raising cattle and producing beef. And this gives them the tools and resources to be able to do that.
Great to see you.
Great to see you. Thanks for having me.